This is Dr. Roberto Panaski with referral patient Collier Smith. Date of birth is 11-19-1965. Indicates perceived as history of gastric and duodenal polyp. This follow-up endoscopy. She has been evaluated for the up-endoscopic ultrasound in the past. Finishing my examined portion of duodenum ampulla appear to be very prominent. Biopsy not taken because patient is going to go for upper endoscopy ultrasound evaluation for the polypoid mass noted in the bulbar duodenum and also multiple polypoid masses noted in the entrance of the stomach. Biopsy from the polypoid mass in the duodenum, in the bulb area of the duodenum was done. First, like diagnosis, biopsy from the antrum, polypoid masses, multiple polypoid masses, but biopsy was taken as like diagnosis. Still, by antrum, retropatient, patient appeared to be having gastroparesis because some left or liquid secretion, no irregular, or some possibility of appear to be have patient gastroparesis. Number three, no evidence of gastric or oppression. Number four, numerous gastric polypoid masses, the antrum masses, extract ranges, rural neoplasty, or inflammatory changes, rural arterial GIST tumors, or lymphoma, or atypical cancers, adenocarcinoma. Number four, large polypoid mass noted in the bulb of the duodenum. Biopsy with extract diagnosis. It was occupying about like 30-40% of the lumen. Number four, very prominent ampulla noted. Biopsy now taken because patient is going to go for upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation for the duodenal masses in the stomach and the duodenum. So the prominent upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the ampulla would be also recommended. Recommendation away for the duodenal mass biopsy for the gastric polypoid mass biopsy, even if the biopsy is benign. I will still send the patient for upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation with Dr. Varadarajulu or Dr. Banks. Dr. Banks, the one who did the upper endoscopic ultrasound a few years ago. Continue the proton pump inhibitor. Then follow-up endoscopy will be depending on the outcome of the upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation with possibility of ESD. Follow-up on two submission. Please note our patient primary care provider, Dr. Gilberto Serrano Ocana, and Dr. Farham Sari. We have to see May 23rd, May 24th, 23rd, 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 23rd.